I'm John Osier with the Ozone Mailbag. And Fred from Altoona, Pennsylvania writes, John, the Jaguars played the Broncos tough on Sunday. That shocked a lot of people. Is it really a step in the right direction? Well, the thought around the Jaguars is what you saw Sunday was more an example of what they've been seeing all season, an improving team starting to play like one. The Jaguars weren't satisfied with Sunday. No NFL team is ever satisfied with a loss. But there was a better feeling about what lies ahead. Now, Beth from Gainesville, Florida writes, John, whatever happened to Dan Hicken? I have no idea. Now, Thad from Mount Vernon, Virginia writes, John, Justin Blackmon has looked impressive his first two games. He looks like he may be the star receiver this team has needed for a long time. Thoughts? Well, I think that's exactly what Blackmon looks like. You started seeing this in the preseason, and then with Blackmon suspended for four games, you didn't know quite what you were going to get when he returned. What the Jaguars have gotten is a go-to receiver who may be developing into elite. If that's the case, that's huge for the Jaguars' building process. Mike from Greensboro, North Carolina writes, John, the officiating this season has been a joke. You ever heard a worse joke than this? Yeah. Rich guy runs into a bum on the street. Bum says, can I have $10 for food? Rich guy says, you're just going to use it to gamble. Bum says, oh, I got gambling money. Now, Ricky from Altoona, Pennsylvania writes, do the Jaguars win a game this season? Yes. Remember, while the Jaguars have struggled, they have played a very tough schedule. Four games outside their time zone. Four games against four of the elite teams in the NFL, Kansas City, Seattle, Denver, Indianapolis. The first half of the season, by definition, was going to be tough. The second half won't be easy, but I do see the Jaguars win. Now, Shelby from Jacksonville writes, is it true what you said a while back, that JP, don't call me JP Shadrick, doesn't accompany you on road trips? That has to be difficult. Well, I'm good with it. Now, as for JP, only the lonely know this feeling. Phil from North Brunswick, Georgia writes, am I crazy? Or is the secondary playing pretty good? Well, you're not crazy. It's a pretty inexperienced bunch, but they're aggressive and they're clearly buying into Gus Bradley's philosophy. Sunday was a pretty good trial by fire for young guys such as Jonathan Cyprian and Josh Evans. And there's still rough edges. I'd expect some rough times as the season goes on, because rookies often struggle for season-long consistency. But the potential is there, and the core for the secondary is definitely being formed. Now, Rich from Indianapolis, Indiana writes, John, let's get this straight. Jaguars GM David Caldwell and Chargers GM Tom Telesco went to the same high school, graduated a year apart. Now they're NFL general managers. Unusual, no? Well, no doubt that's unusual. David Caldwell and Tom Telesco, the GMs in Sunday's game, indeed attended the same high school, St. Francis in Western New York. Jaguars Director of Pro Personnel Chris Polian did too. Now that's impressive, but me and my friends... So what? What, so you just make the rules now? All right, 3, 2, 1. Well, no doubt. Look, I can't do this. Here's what's up. Every week we do this Ozone Mailbag on Jaguars.com. And every week my producer, Patrick P-Calf Cavanaugh, makes us finish with some bit where, frankly, I wind up looking like a schmo. And I get it. This is the act, the hats, the funny pictures. But that's not me. I'm a successful guy. I merit respect. So today I've got a pretty good idea about Caldwell and Telesco going to the same high school. I'm thinking I point out why that's impressive. Me and my school friends, well, we've done cool stuff. And that's all I wanted. Just something nice about me. But can I get that? Can something good happen to old John Osier? No, I've got some 20-year-old producer, P-Calf, chirping on my ear about how it's not funny enough. You don't look like a jerk this week, Ozone. Who cares about a bunch of bad haircuts, Ozone? Well, I care. I care that while we couldn't jump high, we couldn't shoot either. And what we lacked in size, we made up for by not being very quick. So you know what, P-Calf? I've had it. We earned those 3 wins my senior year. You think this is easy? You think anybody, not just anybody can do what I do. Not just anybody can sit here. Don't you know who I am? I'm the old.
Well, we got answered a couple questions. It shouldn't take long, right? All right, 3, 2.